Te reo ererangi o te mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Trust Three Boys Brewery to bring you Jazz and Blues with John.
Welcome again to Jazz and Blues with John. Stick around for an hour of ever-evolving jazz from the 1920s to the present day.
This episode will be the last broadcast of Jazz and Blues with John. So it's a big thank you to anyone and everyone who has tuned in over the past 7 years. On a personal level, I've enjoyed putting the programmes together, but it's hardly been hard work listening to and choosing from some of the greatest music made by man. Also, a shout out to Ralph from Three Boys Brewery, who has sponsored me for all this time. Lastly, I hope you all continue to listen to and support this wonderful art form. I wish you all the best.
When the Ray Charles set was recorded at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958, he was probably establishing himself as a jazz artist who encompassed the soul and blues side of things. Here's Blues Waltz, and the band is Ray on piano, Benny Crawford baritone, David Newman tenor, Lee Harper and Marcus Belgrave trumpet, Edgar Willis bass, Richie Goldberg drums. Charles Mingus released his album Oh Yeah in 1962 to great reviews. AllMusic gave it a big fat 5 stars. It's a very quirky recording. Charles plays piano throughout, and the bass chair is taken up by Doug Watkins. On tenor sax is Booker Irvin, with Roland Kirk also on tenor, but adding other assorted sounds, including flute, manzello, and stretch. Jimmy Nepper played trombone, and Danny Richmond drums, and they're playing Oh Lord, Don't Let Them Drop That Atomic Bomb on Me.
Like to play a piece title. Oh Lord, don't let them drop that atomic bomb on me. Thank you.
Emily Remler next, and a guitar-piano duet with her husband at the time, pianist Monty Alexander, with their take on Montevideo from 1984. And it was live on the Angel Casas show. Emily was hardly regarded as an impeccable guitarist whose career was cut short by a death in 1990, and it was keenly felt. Recorded in 1968 but not released until 1976, Booker Irvin's album Textbook Tenor is a classic, with Booker supported by Woody Shaw trumpet, Kenny Barron piano, Jan Arnett bass and Billy Higgins drums, and they're playing Geechee.
Thank you.
My Favourite Things, an album by John Coltrane, is a total classic, a five-star event, and it unleashed John's soprano sax on one side, as such that he must be considered a pioneer in that regard. From 1960, John and his band, Elvin Jones drums, McCoy Tyner piano, Steve Davis bass, playing Every Time We Say Goodbye, which in itself is a beautiful ballad.
Thank you.
From around the same time is Ornette Coleman's Change of the Century, and again a five-star offering from 1959. The album is probably his most accessible offering, and the track Rambling is certainly in that category. Don Cherry cornet, Billy Higgins drums, and Charlie Hayden bass.
Thank you.
permanent resident of France from 1948 until his death in 1981. Bill Coleman sought to avoid the racism of his native America, but also felt he got the recognition that he definitely deserved. He recorded a fine album in Paris in 1960, From Boogie to Funk, with an equally fine band. So we have Bill on trumpet, Quentin Jackson trombone, Bud Johnson tenor, Patty Brown piano, Les Spann guitar, Buddy Catlett bass, and Joe Harris, and they all make a great contribution to Afromotive in Blue.
Thank you.
Here's a marvellous trio: Emmett Cohen piano, Joe Farnsworth drums, and Yasushi Nakamura. And in 1924, they performed at Chris's Jazz Cafe in Philadelphia, where this live recording was made. Emmett is a piano player of the moment. Joe's a master at the kit, and Yasushi holds it all together magnificently on this number, Dad Dare.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chris's. Please give a very warm welcome to the stage, the Joe Farnsworth Trio, featuring Emmett Cohen and Yasushi Nakamura.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this very special weekend. Why is it special? Because every weekend and every day in Philadelphia playing this music is really time to swing. It's special. I mean, we live in New York City, but Philadelphia is the only city that kind of have to raise your game. It gives me goosebumps coming down here. So God bless you, Philadelphia. Give yourself a round of applause. I grew up listening to Lex Humphries, McCoy Tyner, Bud Powell, Bobby Timmons, Kenny Barron, Sid Simmons, Mickey Roker, the Heath Brothers, Lee Morgan, John Coltrane, so many great players, and of course Philly Joe Jones, and we just want to pay tribute to them. And it's also the birthdays of two of my favorite people of all time, the great Billy Higgins, the great Art Blakey. Give them a round of applause. I'd like to introduce one of the great bass players of all time. And I've never heard a bass player get that sound out of the bass. And every time I hear it, I mean, it really throws me for a loop, man. You're really, really a special person. It's like a combination of Billy Strayhorn, Percy Heath, and Tommy Flanagan, if you can believe that. The great Yasushi Nakamura. And on piano, when you come down to Philadelphia, you have to bring the best players you know. And it just so happens one of the guys I know very, very well is probably the greatest piano player that I know alive and cooking hard, the great Emmett Cohen. Yeah. Yeah, come on, thank you. And he's given me the opportunity the last couple of years to play with him. And, I used to play a lot with Barry Harris and Cedar Walton, McCoy Tyner, Tommy Flanagan, of course, the great Harold Mayburn, Mulgrew Miller, and he's right there with him leading the charge. Emmett Cohen, give him a round of applause. Yeah. And I forgot to mention, because I do it every time I Smalls, one of my best friends of all time, when I was at my lowest of lows, when I was like 1992, I was playing with this so-called famous player, and it was awful. I would have anxiety dreams, and I was thinking, if this is what music's all about, I'm going to quit and move in with my grandparents and be a farmer in Ohio. And fortunately, that night, July 4th, I was really down and out, and I went down to the lobby and got on the payphone and, call up and get your messages, and that message I got that night when I was in the lowest of lows was the greatest message I ever got ever. It says, "Hello, Joe. This is Benny Golson. Can you make 2 weeks with me at Sweet Basil's next week?" And I said, "Oh, my God." And the reason why I got that gig, because my great friend from Philadelphia, who passed away a few years ago, got me on it. The great Dwayne Burno. Give him a round of applause. Dwayne Burno. There's so many different ways we can go, but let's just try what we did last night. We're going to pay a little tribute to some Philadelphia piano players. Bobby Timmons, this here, right? That there. That there. Harold Mayburn, every time we used to travel with him, he loved Bobby Timmons. And every time he saw a piano in like an airport and it said, "Play me," And he says, now, Bobby Timmons wouldn't walk by this piano without playing, so he played That There all the time, and it's my mother's favorite song. And so we're going to do That There, and then we're going to run into little McCoy Tyner. What's it called? Inception, yeah. And then we're going to play a little Bud Powell ballad. I'll Keep Loving You, yeah. I know the piano players, I just don't know the tune. So thank you very much, Philadelphia.
Thanks for listening to Jazz and Blues with John. You can find podcasts of past episodes on planes.org.nz, and you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts and never miss a show. If you can rate and review the show, it really helps others to discover Jazz and Blues with John. I'll be back in a fortnight with more great music from the 1920s to the present day. We'd like to thank Three Boys Brewery for supporting this program. Three Boys have a food truck at the brewery every Friday from 4 until 8 p.m. So come on down and enjoy a pint of Canterbury's best award-winning beer and a bite to eat. Check out the Three Boys Brewery Facebook page for details.